Now, will you notice? Here now, verse 8 I'm reading, O Joshua the high priest, thou and thy fellows who sit before thee, for they are men wondered at, for behold, I will bring forth my servant the branch. Now, this is a figure and a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's a marvelous picture. And I take this as being the sixth vision that's given to him here. Because now this is altogether different. I will bring forth my servant the branch. And it's a familiar figure of Christ. And I'm not going to take the time today to look up the many passages that we could look up, but this is a picture of the one who came as the branch, and you will find that Isaiah spoke of the one who is the branch. You will remember that there would be a root out of the stem of Jesse, and that is the branch. And he is to be the king. He is to be the ruler. The branch sets him forth as the Savior. It sets him forth as the one who protects and keeps his own. And the branch represents him as the coming king to this earth. Now, he says, for behold, the stone that I've laid before Joshua, upon one stone shall be seven eyes. Behold, I will engrave the engraving of it, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day. What we have here is the picture of Joshua, the high priest, and Satan before him. And the fact that the one who's coming is the branch. He is the Savior of the world. But not only that, the branch here is the stone that Daniel talked about, cut out without hands, and it has eyes in it, we're told, seven eyes. Seven is not the number of perfection, but the number of completeness. He has complete knowledge, and I speak of wisdom and knowledge. The Lord Jesus Christ has been made unto us wisdom, because he is all wisdom, if you please. We have here, for behold, the stone that I've laid before Joshua. Now we're speaking of the second coming of Christ. The branch here and the stone represent the second coming of Christ to the earth. For he saith the Lord of hosts, and I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day. Has that happened today? No. It certainly has not happened in our day. It is yet to happen. When the Lord Jesus comes, it'll be removed in one day. And in that day, now that day is the day of the Lord, saith the Lord of hosts, shall ye call every man his neighbor under the vine and under the fig tree. In other words, they'll be dwelling in peace and enjoyment in that day. But that day has not yet come for them. What a picture that we have here, and what a vision this man had.